From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. A new nightclub recently opened up in Wynwood. It's called House, and it's been in the works for years. The private club created a bit of a buzz in the laid-back neighborhood where the art is public and out on the streets. WLRN's Maria Muriel went over to the club to speak with the owner, Mark Lowe.
Talk me through what a person sees when they walk into this house.
When you first walk through the doors, you're literally walking through liquid fog, and it's completely covered with chromium-plated plastic bubbles, and, you know, it's completely projection-based, and it's extremely futuristic, very kind of Jetsons. The DJ booth is literally a panel of glass. The bar is literally liquid. You have a chandelier that's basically a jellyfish, a shower that's made of diamonds, and Fendi pillows, you know, a wine chiller that's basically made of diamonds, and, you know, kitchen, obviously, and it's literally a house with as many details as a house that's as delicate as a house.
There are performers that walk around the house. Tell me about them.
I think probably the person who owns house is really grandma. Grandma's very rude. She basically interrupts you in VIP. She harasses you wherever you are. Then, of course, there's grandchildren, which are the babies. And then, of course, there's the maids and there's a chef. And he basically smashes plates and yells at everybody. And then there are the other people, which are performers that literally are planted in the crowd that appear to be customers but really aren't.
This place was conceived years ago, like you said, and people have been applying for house keys
right.
for a long time. What are the house keys?
It's a private house. It's a private party. You can't get in without a key. You apply for a key online. That being said, there are other ways that you can come to house. Everything with house has a sense of humor. So, you know, I've been very clear that you can break into house and be a burglar and break in, or you can do other things to get into house.
Seems really exclusive.
You know, I've had nightclubs where you have 2,000 people and then the next day you go into the club and it's basically destroyed. This space is so delicate and so one of a kind, it really wasn't an option for me to do that.
Would the regular Wynwood person be able to just come into house?
I mean, house is really open for everyone as long as you apply for a key. The foundation is obviously it's an artist space, but it's in a very futuristic different way. But by the same accord, it also kind of embraces the artistic element of the area. And even artists sometimes are closed-minded, and I want them to be open to the idea that this isn't, you know, some gentrified, you know, McDonald's coming to town.
This place is on the outskirts of Wynwood.
Right.
There are longtime residents very close by. So how has your relationship been with those neighbors?
One of the neighbors who was most concerned came actually the opening weekend. And, you know, she came to me personally and she said that she literally went home and changed her clothes to come back because she was really touched and blown away. And she realized that it really was a work of art and that this wasn't somebody coming in, you know, painting some walls black and throwing in some lights, that there was, you know, a lot of passion and intent behind that.
Some other bars and restaurants have recently opened in Wynwood also. What do you think is the next big change for the arts district?
I think what you're really going to see is you're going to start to see spaces that show art and reflect art in a different way. I think you're going to start to see nightclubs. With us specifically in house, the intention is to, you know, give these artists an opportunity to expose their work in a different way and not be afraid or to assume that if you paint on a canvas that you can't have your canvas on a 144-foot panoramic screen. I really want house to be, you know, a place for them to do that.
Mark Lowe, thank you for having me here at House in Wynwood.
Thank you so much for coming to House. And remember, it is your house, not my house, your house, your house, your house.
That was Maria Muriel speaking with the owner of House, and you can see photos of the club and a video of that liquid bar at WLRN.org. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.